It's the Rock and Refuel Recruiting Roundup. That's Jason Jewell. I'm Jared Cohen. Week one in the books. We'll talk about our player of the week and breakout prospects from what we saw last week. But first, unlike last week, Jason, recruiting news, starting with the commitment and the top long snapper in the nation committing to an SEC program.
Yeah, Desert Ridge snapper Adam Bay committed to Missouri just shortly after receiving that offer. He had other Division I offers. Like you mentioned, he is the top long snapper in the entire country, so it's a very good get for Mizzou.
Pac-12 offers to two players in state last week, starting with Odwa Isabor.
Yeah, the St. Mary's defensive end having a great year so far, almost double-digit tackles in each of his first two games. He got his 14th Division I offer from Oregon State. Then the second offer we want to talk about is the first offer for a junior, Jamari Joyner at Cienega. Started his career at South Point High School on the varsity as a freshman, very dynamic player. He's a kid playing quarterback that is an athlete, but he got his first offer, and it comes from local U of A.
Now let's talk about our player of the week last week, Jason. Another quarterback to talk about, and wow, what a performance it was on a national stage.
Yeah, Saguaro quarterback Maxigal, you mentioned, there's no bigger stage than those high school kids playing on ESPN. Saguaro was going up against Valor Christian. Maxigal had over 150 yards passing with two touchdowns, and then he was dynamic on the ground with over 170 yards and two more scores.
Breakout prospects. We were out at games last Friday. Let's start with you. Let's talk about another quarterback as a breakout prospect from last week.
Yeah, I'm actually going to mention, too, I was at a shootout, Cactus and Bradshaw Mountain, and we talked about Bradshaw Mountain quarterback Gunner Bundrick over during the Daily Dozens. He had all he did was had seven touchdown passes in that game. But the guy, you know, this is a breakout prospect section, so I want to talk about Cactus Jr. Mahal Lee stepping out of the shadows of Preston Guerra, who's now at Colorado State Pueblo. In his first start, he had almost 300 yards of total offense and three touchdowns. And then in that game, another junior prospect, Demaria Norris, he's a kid that started for Cactus last year as a sophomore. But, man, he did awesome. He had 263 yards on the ground against Bradshaw Mountain.
I was over at Fairfax going up against Central, and Fairfax has a stud on their hands. This was an all-section player last year, but he could be a prospect-level performer now as we watch him. Shamar Moreland, he is the safety, also punt returner for Fairfax. He almost returned three punts for touchdowns in the first half alone. He did return 2 for 6. One of them was a long one, and he was a great safety as well. Comes downhill, makes tackles, also broke up some passes downfield. I really like Moreland over at Betty Fairfax. Jason, next week, some great games on the slate. Talk about one that really catches your eye.
Yeah, the game I'm going to be at is Catalina Foothills. They travel up from Tucson to go play at Saguaro High School. These are the teams that I have ranked number one and number two in 4A. We know about all the prospects at Saguaro. They're just loaded with all those Division I guys. This could be their toughest test. Catalina Foothills led by U of A commit Rhett Rodriguez at quarterback.
That's Jason Jewell. I'm Jared Cohen. This has been the Rock and Refuel Recruiting Roundup.